Blog Talk Radio.
Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show. Sounds of the Living Water. Bible from Genesis to Revelation. Preach the gospel unto the scattered nations. So many people are lost, it's time to be awakened. Come out of this world, it's ran by Satan. Through the Most High's laws, flee from things pagan. Understanding the word of Yah is really breathtaking. Under His love and covering is so amazing. Thank you each day, so now let's praise Him. Do things in unity, you and me. You wanna know what we're talking about? Come and see. It's time to be deeply rooted up like a tree. You want the truth? It will set you free.
Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Radio show. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Radio show. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Radio show.
Sounds of the Living Water, Sounds of the Living Water, Radio Show. Peace and shalom, everybody.
Peace and shalom, boo. Peace and shalom.
Shalom, Israelite.
Shalom, Mark.
Peace and shalom. Peace and shalom, family.
Hey, peace and shalom, family.
Peace and shalom. Hallelujah. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen, Sister Mary. Sister Mary, tomorrow is your birthday, correct? I am so blessed. I want to make sure tomorrow is your birthday, not today, right?
No, my birthday is Friday.
Oh, it's Friday. What day is Friday?
The 8th.
I thought it was the 7th. So thank you, Jesus. I didn't miss it. Woo! Okay, amen. Go ahead, go ahead, Brother Nakomi. I'm so sorry. Sister Mary's birthday is Friday. Okay.
I'd like to thank everyone for tuning in. I'm Brother Nakomi Swanson of the Nation of Peace Israelites, Minneapolis, Minnesota, with that kingdom state of mind. We've got a great lesson today. Physical, mental, and spiritual health. Physical, mental, and spiritual health. Because, you know, we have some problems with health and saying having a good diet and being on good weights and things like that. Saying mental is really bad right about now. A lot of suicide is going up. It's an academic proportion on these suicides and things like that. And spiritual. Are you feeding your spirit? Is that how you have a healthy spiritual life? So with that, people, we're going to get started. We're not going to delay you much. So with that, people, I asked all the brothers, uncover their heads and face the east. All the sisters, cover your heads, face the east. Brother Isaiah, bring a reading of your choice, and we're going to get started with the lesson.
Amen, amen. Am I able to be heard? Test 1, 2, 3.
Amen.
Yeah.
Test 1, 2, 3. Can you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you.
Sir.
Amen. Because it was as short as earlier, but I guess it's cool. Amen. Happy Saturday. Well, grace and peace, family.
Grace and peace in Jesus' name.
I thought my heart dropped. I said, oh, I hope these people hear me. But all praises, all praises. Glad to be on. And also, please cover your head. All brothers, please uncover your head. Let's face the east towards Jerusalem, and let's pray in. Behold, I will send my messenger, and he shall prepare the way before me. And the Lord whom ye seek shall suddenly come to his temple, even a messenger of the covenant whom ye delight in. Behold, he shall come, saith the Lord of hosts. For who may abide the day of his coming? And who shall stand when he appeareth? For he is like the refiner's fire, and like fuller's soap. He shall sit as a refiner and purifier of silver, and he shall purify the sons of Levi and purge them as gold and silver, that they may offer unto the Lord an offering in righteousness. Then shall the offering of Judah and Jerusalem be pleasant unto the Lord, as in the days of old, and as in former years, and I will come near to you to judgment, and I will be a swift witness against the sorcerers and against the adulterers and against the false swears and against those that oppress the hireling in his wages, the widow and the fatherless, and that turn aside the stranger from his right, and fear not me, saith the Lord of hosts. For I am the Lord, I change not. Therefore ye sons of Jacob are not consumed. Even from the days of your fathers ye are gone away from my ordinances, and have not kept them. Return unto me, and I will return unto you, saith the Lord of hosts. But ye say, wherein shall we return? Will a man rob God? Yet ye have robbed me. But ye say, wherein have he robbed thee? In tithing and offering? Ye are cursed with a curse, for ye have robbed me, even this whole nation. Bring ye all the tithes into the storehouse, that there may be meat in mine house, and prove me now herewith, saith the Lord of hosts, if I will not open you the windows of heaven and pour out you out a blessing, that there shall not be room enough to receive it. We will take place from the book of Malachi, chapter 3, verses 1 through 10. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading, hearing, and doing of his word. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Brother Isaiah, amen. Can we get Matthew chapter 3, verses 1 through 3?
Amen. The book of Matthew, chapter 3, verses 1 through 3. Verse 1. In those days came John the Baptist preaching in the wilderness of Judea, and saying, repent ye, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. For this is he that was spoken of by the prophet Isaiah, saying, the voice of one crying in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord, make his path straight.
It says in verse 2,
amen,
repent ye, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. It means we're supposed to be at all times, coupled in fear, preparing ourselves for the coming of the Christ and the coming of the Father. Verse 3, prepare ye the way of the Lord, make his path. So us that's in the work of the Lord, we're supposed to be preparing the way of the Lord and making a clear path, a gender-free path, making it straight with the law, statutes, commandments of God in the testimony of Jesus Christ. That is the clear path that we got to show the people correctly how to make it to the kingdom and how to praise and obey God the Father and God the Son. So with that, we're going to get started in this lesson saying physical, mental, and spiritual health. So with that, Brother Isaiah, let's kick this off in Genesis chapter 1, verse 26.
The book of Genesis chapter 1, verse 26. And God said, let us make man in our image, after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea
Stop. He said, and God said, let us make man in our image and after our likeness. Okay. He's saying he made us. So get if he one that made us, then guess what? He the one that knows what's best for us when it comes to your physical and mental and spiritual.
Amen.
So if he the one that made us, well, the Bible is God's rule book for everything. His conduct for everything is in his book. So who should know better than him? But we're going to get him to break this down some more. Let's go into Genesis 2 and 7.
Verses 7. And the Lord God formed man of the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living soul.
See that? He formed us from the dust of the ground, and he put the breath in us. He breathed into our nostrils the breath of life. He brought us to life, and man became, we became living souls. So in order for us to live and function, who know better than him? Who know better than him? We're going to learn that, yeah, doctors and all them things have their place. But I'm saying, but guess what? He created us. Our physical and our mental and our spiritual, he deals with all these things. But let's get to the crux of it. Let's get into this. Let's go into Brother Isaiah. Let's go into Deuteronomy 4 and 5.
Yes, sir.
Deuteronomy chapter 4 and verse 5.
Yes, sir. We're in the book of Deuteronomy chapter 4. We're picking it up at the verse 5. Verse 5. Behold, I have taught you statutes and judgments, even as the Lord my God commanded me, that ye should do so in the land whether ye go to possess. Keep therefore and do them, for this is your wisdom and your understanding in the sight of the nations, which shall hear all these statutes and say, surely this great nation is a wise and understanding people.
Stop. Stop, stop. 6. Keep therefore and do them, for this is your wisdom and your understanding. See, he said this word, the word of God, is your. He ain't talking to the rest of the world. He said this is your wisdom and this is your understanding. That's what we got to understand. When we going through things and coping with things mentally, physically, spiritually, what thing is we trying to tap into to help us to get through these things, to be delivered from just the mental things we going through and the spiritual things we going through and the physical things we going through? Do we connect it to his word? Do we connect it to him? Like I'm saying, when you're feeling sick, do you cry out to God? I ain't saying don't go to the doctor. I ain't saying don't go take no medicine. But is God a part of your recovery? When I'm sick, it's always about God. So we got to understand that. Who are you looking for? Who are you looking to and what you looking to deliver you from these things? He said, this is our wisdom and our understanding. Let's go on to Brother Isaiah, Proverbs 3 and 1. Proverbs 3 and 1.
Yes, sir. The book of Proverbs, chapter 3, verse 1. My son, forget not my law, but let thine heart keep my commandments. For length of days and long life and peace shall they add to thee.
Stop.
Let not mercy.
Stop. Didn't we say this was our understanding? Y'all didn't say, some of y'all didn't say, ain't no health connected to this. But what did he say? My son, forget not my law, but let thine heart keep my commandments. For what is they? Live the days, long life, and peace. There go peace of mind. There go that mental health. Shall they add to thee? The word of God going to add long days. If you can live some days, you're probably pretty doggone healthy. And peace. And then your men, if you can stay in a peaceful state, your men, I ain't saying you ain't crazy in no way, but you probably have some pretty good stability. Because we all look, we're saying, yes, us wanted to disobey God proved that we all crazy. Because we should know better than to disobey God, because everything go through him, make everything better. So all of us sin against God, so we all crazy in a way anyway. Because he know best. God know best. So I just admit my craziness. I just admit I'm a little crazy. He said, if you judge yourself, you shall not be judged. God, yeah, I'm insane because I don't listen to you all the time. I'm gonna say that about my own self, okay? I don't know about y'all. I'm insane because I don't listen to God all the time. But like I said, I'm gonna judge myself. But he said this word gonna give you length of days and long life dealing with the commandments. So we got to understand that, and it's gonna and it can give you peace. But we got to want to tap into these things. Let's go on to the next.
Amen.
Let's go on to the next chapter, Brother Isaiah, Proverbs chapter 4:1. Let's go to Proverbs 4:1.
Amen. The book of Proverbs chapter 4:1. Hear, ye children, the instruction of a father, and attend to no understanding. For I give you good doctrine, forsake not my law. For I was my father's son, tender and only beloved in the sight of my mother. He taught me also and said unto me, let thine heart retain my words. Keep my commandments and live.
Stop. Stop. Keep my commandments and what?
And live.
Live. See, like I'm saying, this is your health.
Amen.
Keep
the
commandments and you're going to live. You're going to live.
Amen.
All of us are scared of dying. He said, you do what I say, you ain't got to worry about that. And why most of us scared of dying? Because we ain't know we ain't doing what we supposed to be doing. But he said, if you just would do what you're supposed to do, you wouldn't have to worry about that.
Amen.
If our conscience was clear, we'd be like, okay, my day, I'm saying we'll be like King David said, when you search me, you ain't gonna find nothing, okay? Well, guess what? We ain't ready to say that, are we?
No.
Not yet.
No, we ain't ready to say that.
And we're working on it.
Yeah, we're working on it, but guess what? If we just would offend less and do more of what he say, guess what? We probably wouldn't be that damn scared as we is right now.
Amen.
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 Tell the truth.
Okay. Like I told you, He said, if you judge yourself, you ain't gonna be judged. Like I'm saying, I'm gonna always tell on myself.
Amen.
See, people, you gotta know the principles of the Bible. I believe the scriptures. So if he said, if I judge myself, I ain't gonna be judged. Guess what? I'm keep judging myself then.
Amen.
I really, I'm gonna keep piling on myself, people. Y'all can try to act like y'all all holy. I ain't. I'm gonna keep piling on. I'm gonna keep judging myself.
Daily, amen.
So he telling us, man, keep my commandments and you're gonna live. We're afraid to die because we know our walk ain't as great as we want people to imagine that it is. Yeah, it ain't as great as we imagine that it is. Now, when we round the other people of the faith, and we be amening and hallelujahing and I'm blessed and high, okay, well, that look good. That all look good.
Right.
But just like R. Kelly, we all got something in the closet, don't we?
Say it.
Oh my God!
All of us got something in the closet that we don't want to jump out, don't we?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, don't hurt. I better hope that don't never hop out the closet.
Amen. Skeletons in the closet. Amen.
Okay, but guess who know what's all? Well, guess who know what's all up in your closet? Because you ain't never alone.
The
spiritual world, which is the angels and God. God know what's up in there. When you be, when you, I be telling people, when you all by yourself and you doing, and you in your bag,
You better know you ain't in your bag by yourself. I hope you know that.
Amen.
Damn.
Okay.
Hey, this raised the blazing images right here.
Okay. Say, so why are you going to the strip club taking the Holy Spirit all over the strip club with you?
If
you got the Holy Spirit, he going with you. Holy Spirit all in you. He, and the Holy Spirit watching you throw dollars too. Why you bring the Holy Spirit in there throwing dollars with you? It said when King David got anointed, when he got the Spirit, it said he never left him. So everything King David did, the Spirit was with him. So that includes when he was committing adultery and premeditated murder. And playing that out, so you got to think. You got to think about it on your level, whatever your little wickedness is. The Holy Spirit with you too.
Little,
man.
So it ain't. I'm saying we might think we doing something nobody can't see it, but you got to remember we ain't never by ourselves. Just ask Elisha when he had the young man with him. And he said there'd be more with us than be with them. And then he gave him the spiritual eyes, and he could see the angels all around him. Okay, people, that's happening with you right now. So why are we trying to take the spirit world into our madness? But we're gonna continue. Let's go into Leviticus chapter 11. In verse 1.
Yes, sir. The book of Leviticus, chapter 11, verse 1. And the Lord spake unto Moses and to Aaron, saying unto them, speak unto the children of Israel, saying, these are the beasts which ye shall eat among all the beasts that are on the earth. Whatsoever part of the hoof and is cloven-footed and cheweth the cud among the beasts, that shall ye eat. Nevertheless, these shall ye not eat of them that chew the cud, or of them that divideth the hoof, as the camel, because he cheweth the cud, but divideth not the hoof. He is unclean unto you.
Stop. Wait a minute. I thought we were supposed to be not eating unclean things because that's an offense to God. No, he is unclean to you. This is about your health. It's a problem for you. See,
mm-hmm.
He said he is unclean to you. Read on.
Verse 4. Nevertheless, these shall ye not eat of them that chew the cud, or of them that divideth the hoof, as the camel, because he cheweth the cud, but divideth not the hoof, he is unclean unto you. And the coney, because he cheweth the cud, but divideth not the hoof, he is unclean unto you. And the hare.
He keeps saying, look, 5, he's unclean to you. Read on.
Amen. Verse 6. And the hare, because he cheweth the cud, but divideth not the hoof, he is unclean unto you.
Stop. The hair is like rabbits. So you people eating rabbits and raccoons. You know, y'all got some country folks in Arkansas and stuff. I be eating little coon and little possum. Okay. All that stuff is unclean to y'all. I don't care how country you is. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I remember when I was a little kid in my first foster home, I was sitting in the back seat and they had some squirrels that they was about to get down on. Some squirrels, y'all. I'm sitting back in the backseat with some bloody squirrels that these people about to get ready to eat. I just pray to God that I was a little kid. I hope they didn't give it to me. Because when you kids, you don't know what the meat is when they put it in something. But I remember them doggone squirrels in the backseat. But we going to continue. Verse 7.
And the swine, though he divideth the hoof and be cloven footed, yet he cheweth not the cud, he is unclean to you.
Okay, so all these things is unclean to us. Drop down to, I'm saying, verse 11.
11. They shall be even an abomination unto you. Ye shall not eat of their flesh, but ye shall have their carcasses in abomination.
See that? Is it abomination to God?
Abomination
to you. It's abomination to you. So for your health, he's saying to you, it's bad for you. So the dietary law is about you. But we're going to see it ain't about everybody.
Amen.
It ain't about everybody unless you're trying to do what God say. Let's go to Deuteronomy 14 and 21.
The book of Deuteronomy, chapter 14, verse 21. And if he be poor and and if he be poor and cannot
14,
give so much,
and say 14. On Deuteronomy chapter 14 and 21.
Yeah. Oh, I'm in Leviticus. I'm sorry. Wow. I got too caught up in your lesson. Deuteronomy 14 and 21.
Mm-hmm.
14 and 21. Ye shall not eat of anything that dieth of itself. Thou shalt give it unto the stranger that is in thy gates, that he may eat it, or thou mayest sell it unto an alien, for thou art an holy people unto the Lord thy God. Thou shalt not seize a kid in his mother's milk.
Okay, see that? He said we're supposed to keep the law. We ain't supposed to eat nothing. He said, but the stranger and the alien, you can sell it to them. Because guess what? We holy people.
Right.
Like I said, these things are abomination to who? Us.
Right.
That's bad for us. But he said, you can sell, oh, the people that's outside of God, sell it to them. Wonder why they say that there's a connection between high blood pressure and pork to black people, but it ain't to a lot of other people. You see how black people are predisposed to diabetes and high blood pressure because of certain things? Because guess what? God got a dietary law. We his people, and there's certain things we ain't supposed to deal with, or it's going to be a problem for us way bigger than it seems to be with other people. But let's see why that is. Because he keep telling us. Let's go to Deuteronomy 7 and 6.
The book of Deuteronomy, chapter 7, verse 6. For thou art a holy people unto the Lord thy God. The Lord thy God have chosen thee to be a special people to himself above all people that are upon the face of the earth.
Stop. See that? He said you are holy people. You ain't supposed to be eating squirrels and stuff. You ain't supposed to be eating pork. He said you're above the other people, just like he told us. Just like he showed. He said you can go sell something that died of itself to somebody else. You can do that with them. They ain't holy people. Until they come into a covenant with God, until they say, you know what, I'm going to obey God, then they can try to heighten their standards according to the standards that he gave us, his people. When their standards become ours, then they can be above everyone, and they can be counted as holy too. But long as you still want to eat swine and squirrels and shrimp, crab, and lots of things that he said that's an abomination to you, if you holy, you ain't supposed to be trying to deal with that. Because if you're holy people, guess what? Guess what? We got to understand that. Let's go into St. John's 17 and 14. St. John 17 and verse 14.
The book of St. John, chapter 17, verse 14. I have given them thy word, and the word hath hated them, because they are not of the world, even as I am not of the world.
See that? He said, don't be given. He said, we can't mess with this stuff. He said, because we holy people. Now he's telling you, you ain't of the world. Like saying, your standard's higher. You above that. Read on.
I pray not that thou shouldest take them out of the world, but that thou shouldest keep them from the evil. They are not of the world, even as I am not of the world. Sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth.
See that? He said, sanctify meaning separate. Separate them through the truth, thy word truth. He said, the word of God, like saying, he said, we're separate from them. You see, he got two different rules. They can mess with the foods and stuff like that that we can't mess with, because we separated from that, because we holy. We are not of this world. We saying we tapping into the spirit world. We don't know what I'm saying. We ain't of this. We supposed to be above this. So that's like I showed in the beginning. He created us. Who know better? Who know better? He know better. Because he created us. He created us. So no one knows better than him. So like I'm saying, he's showing us the physical things to live. He's saying, he's telling us, dealing with his word and his instruction, if you apply it, is going to make you have a long life. Then he's telling us the things not to eat and what to eat, because these things, guess what, are bad for us. But at the same time, he's showing us these things, these requirements ain't required for the people that's outside of God. I just want people to see that. If you want to be outside of God, you don't want to be holy. If you don't want to be sanctified, then you can go against the dietary law if you don't want to be that, because that just means you're not holy. People, everything you do of the law is righteousness. If you want to know if you're performing righteousness, anything that you perform in the law is righteousness. When you keep the Sabbath day, that's righteousness. So even something that doesn't seem that great, like the dietary law, when you perform, every time you eat what you're supposed to and not eat the things that you're not supposed to, you perform in righteousness. If you perform in righteousness, guess what you're doing? You being holy. So he said,
amen.
They don't have to be holy. He said, they can eat these things. And he said, you can sell it to them. So you ain't got to feel, I'm saying, so you ain't got to feel bad conscious. If you know somebody that's outside and wants some pork, and somehow you done ran into some pork and you don't know what to do with it, I'll give it to him. He can have it. He don't care. See, that's what I'm saying, people. We got to learn how to think in this walk. That's why I say you got to be, you got to be wise as a serpent, but harmless as a dove. Somebody might give you something that you ain't supposed to have, but he's showing you, oh, don't feel bad. Give it to somebody that you know don't want to keep the law. They can have it. He said, matter of fact, he says you can even make some money off of it. He says you can sell it to them. Like I said, some teachers tell people to think certain ways and things like that. I'll pay attention to the scriptures, man. I'm trying to be wise as a serpent. You dealing with the snakes. We dealing with this world full of snakes. Better think like one. You keep telling them the truth, they're going to keep stumping you on top of your head. You keep acting like that. You better learn how to be just as clever as they is. That's what my teacher taught me. Yeah, you be a damn fool, tell them the truth all the time and all the lies they telling you. You better do what you need to do to get by in this world. Better not tell them the whole truth. If our people told the whole truth, we still probably be in chains or something. So we got to understand that. So we're going to go more into that, because understand that God is in control of everything of our health. Let's go into Deuteronomy. Let's go on, I'm saying Deuteronomy chapter 32 and 39. Deuteronomy 32 and 29.
The book of Deuteronomy, chapter 32, verse 29.
Amen. 32 and 39.
See now that I, even I, am he, and there is no God with me. I kill, and I make alive. I wound, and I heal. Neither is there any that can deliver out of my hand.
See that? See, God, like I'm saying, he say, I wound, and I heal. I'm doing the wounding, and I'm doing the healing. So we got to understand that. He wounding you, and he's the one, that same one, going to heal you. That's why when things happen with me wrong, I pray to God. I say, God, what's going on? What's my walk? What's going on? I'm saying, when I start feeling a little cold or flu, I say, okay, what I ain't doing, what I'm supposed to be doing. And pray to God that he healed me.
Amen.
Because guess what? When we do things outside of him to bring us back, he got to do something to you. See, me, I say it all the time. Lord, let it be a cold or the flu or something. Please don't give me a stroke.
Mm-hmm.
Or nothing like that. Don't let me stroke out, a heart attack up out of here. Okay, God, you might have to break a leg. Okay, I'm still here. I'll be able to walk again. Maybe I just need to bump my head on something, Lord. Can that just be? Maybe that's all I need. Get back on track. Like some real famous actor died this week, 52 years old, of a stroke. Okay? Like I'm saying, God, I'm saying, man, please don't let me be so out of order that I got to get done. Like, come on, Lord, just keep giving me colds. And I got a balancing problem where I got to take medicine. And sometimes the medicine, okay, let me keep dealing with that, Lord. Let me, you know, I'm like Paul. I'm saying, he said, this must be sufficient for me because I've had it ever since I was six. So, and it don't seem like he's going to take it away. Every once in a while, he makes me be restricted to my bed for like 2 or 3 days. And I'll be praying, okay, God, I'm trying to do better. But please, I've been walking the whole time I've been here. I want no stroke. So if you punish me, let my arms keep working, Lord. Let my limbs keep moving. God, you let somebody throw a brick on my head from a two-story building and knock me out, but I got back up. I still got some of my, I'm crazy, but I still got some sense. It didn't kill me. I got hit by a car. I ran right in front of the car, gal bus, ran in front of the car and got hit through in the air. All I had, I didn't even have a broken leg. I had a hurt leg and kept on running.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Lord, keep doing that kind of stuff. Okay, I got hit by a car, but I got up and walked. You know what I do? I don't run in front of buses no more, people. I learned my lesson from just running in front of buses and in front of cars. But when he want to deal with you, he got to get your attention. He said, I wound and I heal. I kill, I make alive. Let's go to, Brother Isaiah, you got your apocrypha. We want to go to the book of Baruch, chapter 4, verse 27. Baruch,
lock and load.
4, Baruch 4 and 27. Because like I'm saying, we finna read. Okay, sometimes he got to come and snatch it. You want to hear? Sometimes he got to do something to you when you decide, okay, man, I'm finna do me for a little bit.
Amen.
Let's get this. Baruch 4 and 27.
Be of good comfort, O my children, and cry unto God, for ye shall be remembered of him that brought these things upon you.
Stop. He said, you're going to be remembered to him that brought these things upon you. Read on.
For as it was your mind to go astray from God, so being returned, seek him 10 times more.
See that? He said, oh, it was your mind to go astray from God. But he said, you being returned, he said, okay, you can come back and say you can go astray from God, but listen to what he did to make you get there. Verse 29.
For he that hath brought these plagues upon you shall bring you everlasting joy with your salvation.
See that? He said, he that brought these plagues upon you shall bring you everlasting joy again with your salvation. So he said, yeah, I put some plagues on you. I did something to you to bring you back. So read verse 30. I'm saying verse 30.
Amen. Take a good heart, O Jerusalem, for he that gave thee that name will comfort thee.
See, he said, okay, when you turn around and do what you're supposed to do, he said, I got you, I'm going to comfort you. He said, your salvation and everything is intact. But it was your mind to go astray from me for a second. He said, but guess what? I had to do something to you to make you come back. So people, like I'm saying, when things happen to me, when I get sick and stuff, I pray to God. I say, God, what I'm doing wrong? God, I'm going to do better. So we got to understand that. We still in the apocrypha. Let's get into our eating habits. Let's go into Ecclesiastes 31:18.
When thou sittest among many, reach not thine hand out first of all. A very little is sufficient for a man well-natured, and he fetcheth not his wind short upon his bed.
Stop. We're going to explain this. He says, a very little is sufficient for a man well-nourished, and he fetcheth not his wind short upon his bed. So he said, don't be eating it like that. A little is sufficient for a man. He said, that way you won't be so full, and when you go to bed, you can't bear to be. So you ain't going to be fetching your wind trying to breathe because you're so full. See, a little is sufficient for you to eat. Read on.
Well, I got work to do. Verses 20. Sound sleep cometh of moderate eating. He riseth early, and his wits are with him. But the pain of watching and choler and pangs of the belly are with an unsatiable man.
See that? He said, sound sleep coming, moderate eating. He said, okay, if you don't eat that much all full and you go to sleep, he said, you're going to have sound sleep. And he said, you rise up early with your wits. He said, you're going to be thinking, you're going to be clear. But pangs of the belly and watching the color and pangs of the belly are with the unsatiable man. So he said, if you overeat, your stomach going to be hurting and all that kind of stuff. I'm saying you're going to be having diarrhea and all kind of problems. Verse
21. And if thou hast been forced to eat, arise, go forth, vomit, and thou shalt have rest.
See that? He said, if you overeat, man, go throw up some of that food so you can go to sleep.
Mm-hmm.
Read on.
My son, hear me and despiseth me not. And at the last thou shalt find as I told thee, and all thy works be quick, so shall there no sickness come upon thee.
See, overeating gonna bring you what? Sickness.
Mm-hmm.
See, I told you this is physical, mental, and spiritual health. So he's telling you how, he's showing you how we should be eating so much that you all full, getting close to bedtime, and you all rolling around all night, your stomach hurting because you didn't overeat. And he said, this way, he said, but in the end, he said, man, if you don't eat so much like that, he said, if not, sickness going to come upon you. You wonder why you're sick, because we got an obesity epidemic in America. Everybody overweight because we overeat, and now we're getting sicknesses, high blood pressure, diabetes, bad cholesterol. People, I be seeing people with these doggone scooters for people that's supposed to be disabled in their 20s because they so fat. And people, I got like 20 pounds or so I need to lose myself. So don't think I'm tripping over nothing like that because I got to get better in my eating. So I just, like I'm saying, I always judge myself. But come on, people. Why we got somebody 25 riding in that thing that you're supposed to be seeing 60-year-old person and be riding around or something? Okay, if they got a little problem, they didn't take care of their quality of life, didn't exercise, didn't eat right, now you in your later day. I want my quality. I'm finna be 50 this year. I want my quality of life from 50 until whatever I got to be good. I want to be walking good. The rest of my days, if it's possible. So I need to heed these type of things and eat better. Don't need to eat so much. Let's go to Proverbs chapter 25 and 16 and show you that the rest of the Bible says the same thing. Proverbs 25 and 16.
Proverbs 25 and 16. Hast thou found honey? Eat so much as is sufficient for thee, lest thou be filled therewith and vomited.
See that? Hast thou found honey? Eat so much as sufficient for thee, lest thou be filled therewith and vomited. See? Why are you trying to fill yourself up? You might be saying, mess around and start throwing up. Brother Isaiah. Let's go back to Ecclesiasticus 30 and 25.
Yes, sir. A cheerful and good heart will have a care of his meat and diet.
You hear that? A cheerful and good heart will have a care of his meat and diet. So here go your mental eating bad. He said a cheerful and good heart, which means good mind, will have a care of his meat and diet. You should care about your health and your diet. Some things should matter to you. You ain't supposed to be like the rest of the world, keep eating real bad and starving. Well, I got to diet something. Why are you still puffing on that cigarette that tell you it's going to kill you on the side of the pack? That's crazy to me, people that smoke cigarettes. It tell you, I'm going to kill you. But you still buy it. It's telling you it's going to murder you. But guess what? I'm going to still buy it, even though it says it's going to kill me. And then you get lung cancer. And you go, oh, Lord, help me. God probably be up there like, boy, he told you he's going to kill you. What you talking about? Why are you trying to me now?
Mm-hmm.
It said it told you it was going to murder you. Would you keep sticking a knife in your side? That's what you're doing when you smoke cigarettes. It's just happening a little bit slower, but that's what you're doing. And the people that make them crazy enough to tell you that is going to kill you, and you still buy it. But see, what is in our mind when we want to deal with things that we know that's bad for us? He said, a cheerful and good heart will have a care of his meat and diet. But let's show you that what we know these days is good because the prophets already knew these things. Let's go to Daniel 1 and 5. Let's go to the book of Daniel 1 and 5.
The book of Daniel, chapter 1, verse 5. And the king appointed them a daily provision of the king's meat and of the wine which he drank, so nourishing them 3 years, that at the end thereof they might stand before the king. Now among these were of the children of Judah, Daniel, Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah. unto whom the princes of the Enoch gave. Go ahead.
Go ahead, bro. Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. Verse 7. Unto whom the princes of the Enoch gave names, for he gave unto Daniel the name of Belteshazzar, and to Hananiah.
Okay, we don't need to know all these names. Let's drop down to verse 8.
Amen. But Daniel proposed in his heart that he would not defile himself with the portion of the king's meat, nor with the wine which he drank. Therefore, he requested of the prince of the Enoch that he might not defile himself.
He didn't want the king, Ian saying, he didn't want the king's meat and the king's drink, which was wine. I'm saying, read on.
Thank you, Brother Joe. Now, God had brought Daniel into favor and tender love with the prince of the eunuchs. And the princes of the eunuchs said unto Daniel, I fear my lord the king, who hath appointed your meat and your drink, for why should he see your faces worse liking than the children which are of your sort? Then shall ye make me endanger my head to the king. Then said Daniel to Melzar, whom the prince of the eunuchs had set over Daniel, Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah, prove thy servants, I beseech thee, 10 days, and let them give us pulse to eat and water to drink.
So he asking for pulses like beans and lentils, so we talking about plants and water to drink. So he said, instead of the king's meat and drinking wine, give me some water, give me some vegetables and stuff like that. Read on.
13. Then let our countenance be looked upon before thee, and the countenance of the children that eat of the portion of the king's meat, and as thou seest, deal with thy servants. So he consented to them in this matter and proved them 10 days. And at the end of 10 days, their countenance appeared fairer and fatter in flesh, all the children which did eat the portion of the king's meat. Thus Melzar took away the portion of their meat and the wine that they should drink and gave them pulse.
Stop. So you see that? He said he came and looked at them. At the end of 10 days, their contents appeared fairer and fatter and fresh than the children which did eat the portion of the king's meat. But see, so they looked better. And saying, and we know for a proven fact, our people, I ain't saying there's something wrong with eating meat, but we know if you have a diet more dominant with fruits and vegetables and plants and you drinking water, you're going to be healthier. Guess what? You're going to have better control of your weight. If you eat more plants and stuff, guess what? And your cholesterol and all that is going down. It's a proven fact. How did Daniel understand this? Because guess what? He's dealing with God. Like I'm saying, who know better for us than God? And we know to this day, because we got the science and it can be proven, if you have a diet more dominated, I ain't saying you can't eat no meat, but if you getting lots and lots of fruits and vegetables in domination of your diet, you're going to be healthier. You're going to be a healthier weight and all these things. And guess what? They say when you eat that way, you drink a lot of water and vegetables. You know how he said they continence? Do you know your skin will clear up? Like if you got something wrong with your skin, you drink a lot of water, eat mostly fruits and vegetables, guess what? Your skin going to clear up naturally. Keep drinking water and lay off your beer, your wine, and drink some water. What you swallow be dominated by water. And go and after 3 or 4 weeks, go look in the mirror, look at your complexion. It's going to get better. But he ain't the only prophet. I'm going to let you know there's another prophet, read Daniel, and he understood this. Let's go to Romans chapter 14 and 21.
Amen.
Romans 14:21.
Romans 14:21. It is good neither to eat flesh, nor to drink wine, nor anything whereby thy brother stumbleth, or is offended, or is made weak.
See, now, did he say you can't, you said it's bad to eat meat? No, he said, it is good neither to eat flesh nor to drink wine. He said, it's good if you don't do it, but he said you don't have to. He didn't say you can't do it. He said, but it's good neither to eat flesh nor to drink wine. See, it's better. He said, it's better for you if you don't do that. Well, you ain't sinning nothing if you do both. Spirit said, lest you overeat and you overdrink. Okay, then it's a problem. So, people, where do you think that Brother Paul got this understanding from? I'm saying he got this understanding from Brother Daniel, his brother. He read it. He's seeing abstaining over going too overboard with the meats and the drinking and all of that stuff going to get you somewhere that you don't want to be. These things I try to practice myself. I try not to eat that much meat and try to dominate a more with plant things like that. It's just people that, guess what? Sometimes I like me some junk food every once in a while. Like even today, man, I ate darn near a whole box of Cocoa Pebbles today. That was dinner. But I just had to have me some Cocoa Pebbles, man. Just happens that way.
Cocoa Krispies, bro.
And Cocoa Pebbles with the chocolate milk. Y'all need to try it sometime. But that's what I did. Is it great for me? No. It ain't. Why y'all saying, why you eating like a little kid sometime? I do that sometime, y'all. But that was dinner today. It's not because I ain't got no money. That's what I wanted. So that's what I'm saying. Because I really don't eat meat that often. The only thing that messes me up is my junk food every once in a while. I'll do something like I did today. Today I cheated on my vegetables and had Cocoa Pebbles. I was supposed to have rice and broccoli, but when I got to the store, Fred and Barney was looking a little bit too good on that Cocoa Pebble box. So that's what it was. But Brother Paul and Brother Daniel is showing us, hey man, it's better to have a diet more dominant with plant foods. So we got to understand that we ain't supposed to overeat. Let's go in 1 Corinthians 7:31. 1 Corinthians 7:31.
The book of 1 Corinthians 7:31. And they that use this world as not abusing it, for the fashion of this world passeth away.
See, use this world, but don't abuse it. Use the things. Get you some food. I'm saying you can eat meat and you can do, I'm saying we can eat. He said use things, but don't abuse it. Don't abuse it. Use the things of the world, but don't go overboard in abusing things. That's why he's saying, I ain't saying you can't have meat. I ain't saying you can't drink wine or beer or whatever it may be. You know what I'm saying? For some reason, my people on TV, they used to all say we like the Hennessy on that. Plus, for some reason, they be saying that kind of stuff. But you know what I'm saying? Just don't abuse the Hennessy. I'm saying drink your Hennessy and listen to you some Tupac or something and get in a good mood and go to sleep, okay? Don't get all drunk. You can do that.
Mm-hmm.
But use this world. Because we be using this world, overdoing it. People, they're over farming the world. They over farming the chickens and stuff. They can't even move. They putting chickens in the cage. They can't even move. They got them stacked on top of each other. So we got to understand that. But Brother Isaiah, let's show you what this, I'm saying, let's show you what this good health is. Let's show you, if you're in good health, what that is. Let's go back into Ecclesiasticus chapter 30, and we're going to pick it up at 14. Ecclesiasticus chapter 30 and verse 14.
Verse 14. Better is the poor being sound and strong of constitution than a rich man that is afflicted in his body. Health and good estate of body are above all gold, and a strong body above infinite wealth.
Stop. Did you hear? We just found out what true riches is. It says, health and good estate of body are above all gold, and a strong body above infinite wealth. Read on, brother.
Amen. Amen. Verses 16. There is no riches above a sound body, and no joy above the joy of the heart.
See that? Heart, that means that you got your mind is good. He said, being in good health and a good mind, he said, the joy of the heart is the joy of your mind, which meaning you got peace. You got a peace of mind. He said, being in good health and a peace of mind, he said, ain't no money compared to that. Because so what, you win a lottery and you sick, how happy really are you? How happy is you if you sick and you got money? But if he said, I can be broke, that's why I tell you, better is a poor being sound, strong of constitution than a rich man. Okay, I'm poor, but good. If I'm healthy, I got hope for everything. Still, if I'm healthy. Everything, I got hope for everything. No telling what my life can turn into if I'm still healthy and of a good mind. So we got to understand that. Let's go on, drop down to verse 21.
21. Love thy own soul and comfort thy heart. Remove sorrow far from thee, for sorrow hath killed many, and there is no profit therein.
I said verse 21, 30 and 21.
Ecclesiasticus 30 and 21?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Ecclesiasticus 30 and 21. Give not over thy mind to heaviness, and afflict not thyself in thy own counsels.
This is that mental health, people. Said, give not over thy mind to heaviness, and afflict now thyself in thy own counsel. He said, don't be trying to counsel yourself. That's why he got the word of God and people for these things. Mental health is a big thing right now. So don't be getting caught up in your thoughts and stuff like that. Lean on the word and get you some help. Don't try to counsel your own self. Go talk to somebody. That's why everybody need a true friend, somebody in their corner to talk to. That's why your husband and wife, y'all need a good relationship so y'all can talk to each other about y'all problems and things that you're going through. You don't need to be called no punk by your wife because you're going through something. And that's what's wrong. A lot of us think something wrong if somebody, a man weak if he's going through some things, mental and things like that. So a lot of them don't want to talk to their wives and things like that. But he said, don't try to counsel yourself. That's why God tell you, we're supposed to be around a bunch of counselors. We're supposed to be around counselors. That we're supposed to get good counsel. So we got to understand that. Let's get that.
Let's go to Proverbs 1:1.
Proverbs 1:1. So don't be trying to counsel yourself, man.
Amen. The book of Proverbs, chapter 1, verse 1. The Proverbs of Solomon, the son of David, king of Israel, to know wisdom and instruction, to perceive the words of understanding, to receive the instruction of wisdom, justice and judgment and equity, to give subtlety to the simple, to the young man knowledge and discretion. A wise man will hear and will increase learning, and a man of understanding shall attain unto wise counsels.
See, a man of understanding, you're going to attain unto wise counsels. You ain't going to be trying to be your own counselor. You got to understand this word, and you got to find people that's got real wisdom, knowledge, and understanding, and people that you know that really love you, that people that really got your back, people that you can talk to that ain't going to try to criticize you when you have weak moments. You got to have them kind of people in your corner. Because, like I'm saying, this suicide and depression in this world right now is at an epidemic proportion. People's minds is messed up. They ain't got no peace. That's what God said. We're supposed to try to get this word, and this word going to give us peace. That's what we say. Even the sound body, and he said, and a joyful mind, which is peace of mind, it said that's above all wealth. See, the only people I see that can find some contentment in this world mostly are people that believe in something greater than themselves, people that believe in God. Because money in this world ain't going to help you. Nothing on this earth going to change that can help your mental state. Money can't do it. Sex can't do it. Fame can't do it. None of these things, there's nothing on this planet. Having a new car ain't going to do it. It's going to be temporary happiness. All these things can give you temporary happiness. Drugs ain't going to do it. Drinking ain't going to do it. All of that stuff is temporary. Then you're going to be the same sad sack you was in your mind thinking again about your miserable life. And then you're going to, I'm saying, and if you don't think of something greater than yourself, you're going to be saying, ain't nothing here that can help me. I'm ready to go. Me, I got hope in something that's coming up next. So I ain't ready to go. See that? I got hope in God. I got hope in the kingdom. He said, in my Father's house, many mansions. I had Section 8 here. I'm waiting for that. I'm waiting for that mansion. I'm saying, I'm sick of Section 8. Where my mansion at? I'm waiting for that. Just like my teacher said, you're a loser now. You're saying you want to be a two-time? No, I want to. I'm saying I'll lose now. I want to win next. So I can find a way content. Okay, it might be what it is right now, but doggone it, well, I'm saying it's going to get better if I keep doing what I'm supposed to do. I ain't trying to go. I'm going to stay. I'm trying to stay here. I'm trying to stay. I got some peace. Do I got my down days? Yeah, I got my down days. But guess what? I got hope in something greater. So guess what? I ain't trying to leave here. It ain't that bad. Ain't bad enough for me to want to go. So you say, don't be trying to counsel yourself. Get around people, man. Get you some help. Bro, let's go back into Ecclesiasticus chapter 38 and 1. Ecclesiasticus 38 and 1.
The book of Ecclesiasticus chapter 38, verses 1. Honor a physician with the honor due unto him for the uses which ye may have of him, for the Lord hath created him.
Stop. The Lord have created the who? The doctor.
Okay, people.
See, people, you believe in God. He's to let you know God created the doctor. So don't be getting some people get so really, I ain't going to the doctor. I'm just going to pray. I ain't going to go to the doctor. Well, he going to talk about this. But he's telling you he created the doctor. Read on.
Amen. Verse 2. For the Most High cometh healing, and he shall receive honor of the king.
So where did healing come from? Just like we read in the Bible, from the Most High come healing, right? You say you went to the doctor, but who going to heal you? He said he going to heal you. Read on.
The skill of the physician shall lift up his head, and in the sight of great men he shall be in admiration. The Lord hath created medicines out of the earth, and he that is wise will not abhor them.
Take your medicine. He said, me may add medicines of the earth, like some of the stuff they're giving us might not be the best, but he said, God, I created these ones from the what? Medicines out of the earth, and he that is wise will not abhor them. Like, you got some people that don't want to take their medicine. God tells you, don't abhor your medicine if you need it. Let's drop down to verse 9.
Verse 9. My son, in thy sickness be not negligent, but pray unto the Lord, and he will make thee whole.
Stop. Okay, he told you to see the doctor. What you still got to do, though? Pray. Okay,
mm-hmm.
Then I tell y'all, when I get sick, it's all about God. I'm praying. And he tell you, go see the doctor, but pray first. And he's going to tell you something else to do before you even go to the doctor. But he said, my son, in thy sickness, be not negligent, but pray unto the Lord, and he will make thee whole. Read on. Verse 10.
Verse 10. Leave off from sin, and order thine hands aright, and cleanse thy heart from all wickedness.
Oh, well, you sick. You should stop doing what?
Leave off from sin. Mm-hmm.
Order thy hands aright and cleanse thy heart from all wickedness. I told you, when I get sick, I'm going to God. God, what I do? Read on.
Verse 11. Give a sweet savior and memorial of fine flour and make a fat offering as not being.
So we ain't got to do that no more. All we got to do is what it said above is pray. But read on. We're going to finish it up in verse 12 right there. Verse 12.
Then give place to the physician, for the Lord hath created him. Let him not go from thee, for thou hast need of him.
See, now, after you done prayed this up, didn't he say, then give place to the physician, for the Lord hath created him. So after you done prayed and then changed your, and you start saying praise, say, okay, Lord, I'm going to go right, then you go see the doctor. So he's showing you how you go to the doctor. You pray and turn and do the right thing first and then go to the doctor. But guess what? Like we're saying, this word is our instruction and everything. Let's go to Psalms 107 and 19. Psalms 107 and 19.
Psalms 107:19. Then they cry unto the Lord in their trouble, and he saveth them out of their distresses. He sent his word and healed them and delivered them from their destructions.
Stop. Listen to 19. Then they cry unto the Lord in their trouble. See, when do people be trying to call over something wrong? Saying when we're in trouble,
mm-hmm.
Then we cry to the Lord. But then 19, let's say, he sent his word and healed. See, what did he send to heal you? He could send his
word.
Didn't he say his word? He sent his word and it healed them and delivered them from their destructions. See, like saying, this is physical, mental, and spiritual health, all connected to the scriptures. He's telling you, you need the doctor, you need medicine, you need counsel for your mental and all these things. He tell you what you should eat, what you shouldn't eat. He telling you the word is connected to everything for you to keep living. So if you spirit, now we're finna get into your spiritual health. Let's get into your spiritual. Let's go to Romans chapter 7 and 14. Because you got a lot of people, it's a big thing these days, say, I'm spiritual. So let's see what you got to tap into to really be spiritual. Romans chapter 7 and 14.
Amen. Romans 7 and 14. For we know that the law is spiritual, but I am carnal, sold under sin.
See, the law, the word of God is spiritual. So if you're trying to tap into the spirit, he said, you got to tap into the word of God. That's the spirit. That's what spiritual.
tapping into that and adding that to your life, understanding it and start doing that. That's spiritual.
Let's show you. Let's let Brother Paul, he broke that one down. Let's see Brother Paul break another one down with some great eloquence. In 1 Corinthians chapter 14 and 37. 1 Corinthians chapter 14, 37. He finna get on these people that think they spiritual too.
If any man think himself to be a prophet or spiritual, let him acknowledge that I write unto you are the commandments of the Lord.
He said, if you spirit, he said, if you think you're a prophet, because you can hear people say, I'm a prophet, I'm an apostle, he said, or spiritual, let him acknowledge that the things that I write unto you are the commandments of the Lord. See, it's always connected to the law, statutes, commandments, God, that's the commandments of the Lord. So if you think you're spiritual, you're supposed to acknowledge and understand this. So we got to understand that. So we got to understand, because this word is going to make you spiritual, because without it, like I said, we all crazy. Without this word, if you ain't working with this word, let's go to Genesis 6 and 5. Genesis chapter 6 and verse 5. Go ahead, brother. Amen. 6 and 5.
Amen. And God saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and that every imagination of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually.
See, people, and without the law, so we see people without the law, statutes, commandments of God, we just, like I said, we all crazy. We just thinking evil continually on some madness when you ain't dealing with the law, statutes, commandments of God. You ain't meditating. You ain't reading. You ain't thinking on that. You ain't spiritual. You go all into your evil own thoughts that we know. So you sick in the head. You ain't getting your spiritual health, and you ain't getting the right mental health. Your thinking is all off when you're thinking without the word of God. So what in order for us to think right, what do we need to do? Let's go into Ephesians
the word
chapter.
Of God.
I'm saying, let's get in Ephesians chapter 4 and 23. Let's get in Ephesians 4. And 23. And after that, we got one more scripture, Brother Isaiah. One more after Ephesians 4 and 23.
Amen. The book of Ephesians, chapter 4, verse 23. And be renewed in the spirit of your mind. And that you put on the new man, which after God is created in righteousness and true holiness.
See that? And be renewed. See, we only think evil came to say, but and be renewed in the spirit of your mind, and that you put on the new man, which is after God is created in righteousness. See, we're supposed to be right like we started. He said, we are holy people. We're supposed to be in righteousness. If you perform the things of God, you're righteous. But you got to be renewed in your mind, because without the law, statutes, commandments of God, with the testimony of Jesus Christ, you thinking evil. You thinking crazy. You thinking off. Last scripture. Let's go into Ephesians 5 and 25. Ephesians 5 and 25.
Ephesians 5 and 25. Husbands, love your wives, even as Christ also loved the church and gave himself for it, that he might sanctify and cleanse it with the washing of water by the word, that he might present it to himself a glorious church, not having spot or wrinkle or any such thing, but that it should be holy and without blemish.
See that? He said that you might sanctify it. This is saying our mind, like I said, this is physical, mental, spiritual health, that we might sanctify and wash it with the washing of the water by the word. See, it all starts with the law, statutes, commandments of God. Getting sanctified, being separated by his word. Then through that, he said that he might present it himself a glorious church, not having spot or wrinkle or such thing, but it should be holy and without. See, that's how you said you can have great physical health through the word of God. You can have great mental health through God. You can have great spiritual health. And then he can present, when he can have what? He can present himself saying without wrinkle or any such thing and without blemish. So you can be clear without blemish. Great physical health, great mental health, great spiritual health. So with that, people, I hope you got some understanding in Jesus' name about the physical and mental and spiritual health. So with that, I thank you for your time, and I hand things over to Brother Joe and Sister Rhea. Thank you for your time.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. And that was some good bread.
Good bread. Shoot, I'll put my coffee out. I'm about to drink me some water.
I know, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Brother Nakamaya.
You're welcome, sister. You're welcome, sister.
And good reading, Brother Isaiah.
Yeah, great job, Isaiah. We went through a lot. Great, great job.
Amen. Father's mercy. Thank you.
Any questions, testimonies, comments?
Man, bro, you know what? All together, man, that precept that the five value to bring tonight, man, that was just so much on point, man. It's ridiculous, man. I'm going to write this part, you know, too. Because, you know, I'm sitting here thinking, how can I get myself a workout plan so I can get myself back into shape, you know, and then here you come with this lesson. You know, I think the Lord really showed me something that lesson. You know, because I'm working at a job, man. You know, old folks love kids. You know, and how to get the job set up is you can use your, you know, that you can use, we all have accounts at the job that they take out of your check if you want to get some from the, you know, from the job. And, you know, for grace of God, you got to, you know, get some nice food, sometimes free and stuff like that. And, man, I ain't been paying attention, man. I'm ready to run that, man. When I started working at that job, I weighed 170 pounds. I'm pushing 215 right now. You know, so, you know, I'm trying to keep myself back together. You know, they eat real good, you know what I'm saying? But thank God that, you know, they eat good with the word. So that part, you know what I'm saying, is a lot of help in that area. But at the same point in time, man, is that, like, how you brought these scriptures to show you, man, you know, it's good to stay in shape. It's good not to eat all that food at night. You know, man, no more corn dogs, no more full corn dogs at night, you know, before I go to bed, because, you know, it's just going to be land in my stomach, you know. And like you say, and doing the scriptures, you know, it's just going to get you sick. And even if you ate all that, bother some of that stuff up so you can get yourself complete. You know, so, and definitely, you know, the health thing, you know, like eating healthy. And, you know, and how we can clear your skin up, you know what I'm saying, and have you looking better. You know what I'm saying? So those things that I would love to have, but in order for it to be that way, I got to start to, you know, work at it. But at all, bro, you know, it was an amazing lesson, very put together, very well. And I get a mic with that.
Any more comments, testimonies? Testimonies, any comments, testimonies, any words?
Shalom.
Shalom.
Shalom, Mr. Light. great precept, man. I love the way you went into the mental part of it, and that it's, you know, don't be listening to those spirits in between your ears. You know, don't even listen to bad counseling to how you thinking that you ain't what you really are. You know, the Father created you to be great. He created you in his image, and what you are is what he made you. You know, if you was anything else, then that would be that. Now, somebody come along and tell you what you ain't, how you should think, and how you should talk and all that. Look, it's all about what the Father. And if they don't, you know, people don't care about the, you know, if they don't appreciate what the Father made you, then you base all that on the Father, and they can move around. Don't listen to them spirits in between your ears.
Amen.
That was wonderful. You know, I get the part, you know, about eating beans and water and all of that. And the book tell you that weights profit a little. They do. Weights profit a little. Notice. You see these guys look like the Incredible Hulk. And the Bible says, wait, profit a little. Compared to salvation, of course. But what do weights do? Keep you from being in bad shape, bad health. A lot of us don't realize, man, sometimes the Father gave us, you know, a time window, man. Some of us are going to live to be 90 and 100, you know. But how you look living to be 90 and you 350, 400?
Right, right.
You know, that ain't what he created you to be. He created you to be smart about your diet, and this is what the message is, what I got out of it. Be smart about your diet, watch how you eat, when you eat, and be selective what you're supposed to eat. And don't be judgmental on what everybody else is eating. Just do you. Take care of yourself. Take care of your temple. Take care of your temple, both physically and spiritually. You cannot be about the Lord's business and you depressed. You know, you can't be about the Father's business and you feel like you lower than dirt, or somebody trying to make you feel like you lower than dirt, or somebody trying to make you feel like you ain't what you think you are. And the Father made you who you are. Live it. Live it in the glory of the true and living God. I ain't telling you to be pride and lifted up. I'm just saying rejoice in the Lord and be thankful. And don't be walking around like you know, like you aren't. Like you said, Nakomi, what? If I had $1 billion and I only got a week to live, what the hell is that going to do for me? What is that going to do?
Nothing.
Nothing.
I'm going to be crying. You're going to be crying with money.
You'll be most miserable because your money can't save you. So no, you're right, man. The health you got is better than any riches in the world. You got somebody right now that'll probably pay for the building you in, but they can't even wipe their butt. They would trade places with you in a New York heartbeat and without a penny to walk with. Because they understand that, because they in that position. Great lesson, man. You touched on a lot of things, boy. This one of those pieces you need to listen at twice. I yield the mic.
Man,
we never lied on that because it's getting downloaded ASAP.
Oh, amen. Any more comments, testimonies? Any words? Any announcements?
See you. Enoch.
That's cold. I heard. I caught on to that. I saw reading too. He said it perfect. He said perfect when Nicole was reading it. I was what I was saying, like Enoch. And then I know when he said eunuch. I was like, okay.
Amen. You've been reading. Every time you read that word eunuch, you say Enoch. I said,
yeah.
Oh my God. I said, all right. Let me help him, because this eunuch piece is going to come up a few times in Daniel. what's the deal for tomorrow, brother? You gonna give us a sneak preview or?
Yeah, let me see. Yeah, let me see. Yes, absolutely. Amen. You know, Father worked with me with a lot of projects, so it was kind of a doozy on which one he won't done tomorrow, because you know the Father is good. I will have 2 weekends off. This weekend I'm off, and next weekend I'm off. So all praises. Hopefully I can get some other projects in. But the name of the precept that I think the Father will be do tomorrow is called Woe Unto the Teachers, Do Not Scratch That Itching Ear.
Do that.
because I didn't, man, we only got a little sneak preview on the last Sabbath that I did for that lesson. I didn't get into it as much as I want to, you know, and that's a really serious, serious deal, you know, because I'm not talking about teachers who don't know no better. I'm talking about the ones that the Lord allowed to show more to. Like, for example, like how Nakomi showed to us all the time in Reminders. You know what I'm saying? The Lord said he revealed his secrets unto his servants, the prophets. You know what I'm saying? So if he's revealing his secrets, you know what I'm saying? And the Lord might show you something that he'll bring up to the people. But what if it's different than what has been taught to people? You know, are you going to scratch the itch and ear on something that you see that's different? You know what I'm saying? So the whole thing is to stay strong and courage and not to scratch that itch and ear when it comes to certain matters according to the scriptures. And that is all I'm saying. That's all I'm saying. It's a lot more, but that's all I'm saying.
Man, that's enough. Don't be giving away the lesson.
What? That's enough? Okay, cool.
Yeah, that's what you told me last week.
Don't say no more.
Hey, man, I feel you. Now, I'm still vibing off this lesson.
Oh, man.
Bruh, you hit me with them Cocoa Krispies, man, but I gotta tell you, that's one of my sneaky digs, man, Rice Krispies and chocolate milk. I throw some bananas in there. Bruh, I throw some bananas in there, and I sit in the corner like a little child. You have to find me.
Amen, and I like Frosted Flakes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they good.
I might have peanut butter Captain Crunch. I
was going to say some Captain Crunch and berries, but nah, I got to go with the top shelf. Yeah, I'm going to go with the chocolate milk.
I'm talking about them berries, boy. That make your stomach hurt. They good going down, boy, but it's a rag, you know, when that time come up.
Yeah, that tickled me on that one. But I know I feel you. Sometimes that you be going through the aisle and that cereal get the calling and calling and calling. And it just keep calling. It just keep calling.
Yeah.
To meet that city.
And next thing you know, you sit up there in the aisle looking at that cereal like Pookie. Man, listen, Daniel's got it right. That unit took up. I bet you them Israelites is hot. What? Water? Beans? Man, that Israelite was mad as hell at Daniel's, man. Oh. You know how Jake's was. You know they was because all of them worshiped that idol. The only one didn't worship it was Daniel. Hadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Those were the only three doing the fire. Everybody else fell out on the ground. So you know they had a problem with Daniel.
Oh, yeah.
Big time. But, hey, he was an elect. He was chosen for the mission. Accomplished. And thank you for the dietary law, Daniel. Big ups on that.
Man.
Yeah, hype man. Okay, go ahead. My bad.
Yeah, so, hey, there's no hands up or anything like that, brother. Any closing comments?
I want to say one more thing, if possible.
Yeah, Isaiah, brother Isaiah, I want to say something.
Okay, I appreciate you bringing that dietary up, man, because you know we all try to fight the good fight, man. We all try to keep our sins at the minimum and even do greater and better day by day. But you know, it is a boost of motivation to at least remember that it is a part of righteousness when you're dealing with the dietary law. You know what I'm saying? Because it was beautiful, man. It was beautiful because believe it, man, the dietary law, you know, for me has become a second nature. You know, I don't even think about it no more. You know what I'm saying? It's like breathing now. But, you know,
when things get a little rough, or I do my self-check, I can add the dietary law in to keep me going. So I thank the Father for allowing you to bring that peace of righteousness up that we do for the Most High God and how we do for ourselves. I get a mic with that.
Amen.
Amen.
Well, my closing comments is, I'm saying we should be a person of God and a person of trying to get into eternity, that we should care, like I said, we should care about our meat and diet. We should care about our mental capacity and our spiritual health. We should care about our health and trying to be stay healthy for the work of the Lord and be good examples to the rest of the world of how we're supposed to live physically, mentally, and spiritually. And with that, I yield the mic.
Amen. Praise God, brother. Look, you can catch the Nation of Peace every Wednesday night, 7 o'clock, here at the Sounds of Living Water to hear your brother, Comey Swanson, a.k.a. Little Israel, a.k.a. Nehemiah Israel, bringing what?
That kingdom state of mind.
That kingdom state of mind.
That's exactly
what you got today. You got a little bit of kingdom mind and body and diet. So that's what time it is. Need to get up on this here. Be here next Wednesday at this time, 7 p.m., and be back tomorrow for the Spirit of Meekness and Charity Bible Study Class with your brother Isaiah Woo-hoo. Brown. And cuckoo, you want to be there for that. And you know he going to be coming with the razor blades and lemon juice. So,
amen.
Amen. So with that being said, we want to thank everybody for their time. We hope we edify someone. And as we say here at the Sounds of Living Waters, people, do what?
Read your Bible.
Read your Bibles, people. Genesis to Revelation. Shalom.
Amen. Shalom.
Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show.
We teach the Bible from Genesis to Revelation. Preach the gospel unto the scattered nations. So many people are lost, it's time to be awakened. Come out of this world, it's ran by Satan. Through the Most High's laws, flee from things pagan. Understanding the word of Yah is really breathtaking. Under His love, recovering is so amazing. Thank you each day, so now let's praise Him. Do things in unity, you and me. You wanna know what we're talking about? Come and see. It's time to be deeply rooted up like a tree. You want the truth, it will set you free.
Times of the living water. Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show. Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show.